Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
For 3 years, Absalom had hidden in Geshur after his murder of Amnon. Quote, "And King David longed to go to Absalom," 2 Samuel 13:39. Joab, the master of palace intrigue, decided to break the deadlock. 6 miles south of Bethlehem lies Tekoa, where there lived a wise woman. He asked her to dress like a mourner and gave her a script to deliver to the king. Quote, "So Joab put the words in her mouth." Chapter 14, verse 3. The story went like this. A widow, she had 2 sons. In the field one day, an altercation broke out, and one son killed the other. Now, the family wanted to execute the living son. So, she pleads, quote, "They would extinguish my ember that is left and leave to my husband neither name nor remnant." Verse 7. "Fair enough," says David. "Go home and let the people know I'll deal with the issue." But that isn't good enough for the woman. She wants a clear declaration from David that could be applied to the safe passage for Absalom. So she asked to say something more. Quote, "And he said, say on." Verse 12. The woman says, quote, "We will surely die and become like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Yet God does not take away a life, but he devises means so that his banished ones are not expelled from him." Verse 14. No use crying over spilled milk, or spilled blood either. At this point, David realizes she looks like a mourning widow, but she sounds like Joab. That's how little he values human lives. Quote, "So the king said, is the hand of Joab with you in all this?" Verse 19. But the scheme works, and David gives Joab permission to return Absalom. "But," said the king, quote, "Do not let him see my face." Verse 24. Now, David, is that the kind of grace God showed you? Lord, help us to offer grace to others in the same generous way we receive it from heaven.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.